Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
It is Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves every day of the week. We are on the air 7 days a week from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Then you can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. Now, there are instances like this week coming where I will be at the Young Americans for Liberty event, Mobilize 2020, at yaliberty.org/mobilize, where we will do shows where we do interview-based shows and put them together during the day, live-to-tape format, and then and play it at that point. Sorry, we're not doing the call in on those nights, but generally we're here quite generally. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Let's go to, it appears to be John in Tennessee. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I'm wanting to give a comment to the qualified immunity.
Yeah, what's your thoughts?
The initial intent was for to protect officers from when they accidentally break a law or intentionally. It turned out to give them a carte blanche. Now they knowingly and willingly, you know, break laws or even use it to violate your rights.
So if your law enforcers can accidentally break laws commonly, then you need to reevaluate your system.
Yeah, they will.
I was a police officer for over 20 years too, and there are stressful situations where, you know, you speed to catch up to somebody or something like that, and something happens. You're not intentionally planning to hurt somebody or to break laws, but it happens. Well, now,
that's a problem with you. I'm saying that's a problem with the system, that there's so many laws. The people who are the most about upholding laws can accidentally break them to the point where it's common for that to happen.
If they have this
to the point where they intentionally do it.
Right, and that's definitely a problem. But I mean, if they have this forgiveness for accidentally breaking a law, the problem has become that they can do it and harm people and get away with it. But for us, there's no forgiveness for, oh, I didn't know that was the law. You didn't harm anyone.
It's also no forgiveness for, oh, I didn't know that was a police officer. I mean, like, if you were undercover cop for whatever reason, gets harmed out in one of these riots or whatever, you can believe that the full force of the law will come down upon the head of whomever did it, if they can get a hold of them. And whereas, you know, the rest of us, it's a different level. Go ahead, John.
Yes, chasing the culprit down. Yeah, I can understand that, because if you intentionally, knowingly harm a police officer, yes, you will be dealt with a lot stringenter. But if you can prove that if there is an undercover or plainclothes officer, and there is a melee, and he did not identify himself, or he has no identifying markings as a police officer, the burden of proof against you that you knowingly attacked a police officer is just as high.
So
I work both sides too, and I've also worked, and that's why I like to comment about what's the difference between security and police officers.
Yeah.
Because after retiring from the police department, I've worked security. And this is in Las Vegas, the capital of security. So, and the problem is,
the
problem is security is proactive. They're there as a deterrent mainly. They're not there to catch the criminal or prosecute the criminal, where the police officer is there to catch the criminal. They're more reactive than a security officer who's proactive. Just by his presence, he's telling the criminal to stay off my property, go to the next property.
Well, my biggest ethical issue on that, I mean, apart from, like, what ends up happening that is awful and terrible, is that it just obliterates the idea of equality under the law. And, I mean, why have a law if we don't have equality under it?
That's exactly. Plus, the problem is the training. When I went through the police academy, we had stringent, and I'm talking about stringent psychological evaluations. You, if you even mentioned that you even thought, they have a lot of trick questions, you know, have you ever thought about suicide and stuff like that. And there's one of those questions out of 99 will already disqualify you.
Well,
and nowadays they just hire, and especially now that I've moved away from the big city, I've seen smaller departments, they can't afford to train their officers.
It's not about they can't afford to train them. They have been directly incentivized by the Supreme Court to get the most incompetent people they can find, because the Supreme Court set up a standard where as long as the cop didn't know it was wrong, it's okay, and nobody faces any penalty, including the cop and the department. So if you educate your people, now you're held accountable. If you don't educate your people and intentionally look for low IQ people, which they have been caught doing and copped to, then you have no accountability.
I wouldn't go that far. Just like school teachers and firefighters, it used to be if you became a police officer or any kind of public service, you did it because you had a vocation to do it.
Yeah.
You felt the need to help your society. Nowadays, I've seen an influx of people that were the bullies in school, and they just keep on wanting to be the bullies. And what better job to be a bully than a police officer?
Yeah, it's going to attract that. That's a sad thing, John.
Just to be a criminal.
One thought that came to mind is that I've, you know, lived around criminals in my life, and I can tell you that they will pretend in the course of their criminal activities to be police officers in order to throw people off. You know, they'll bang on the door and say, police, or 5-0, or something like that, or they'll do a variety of things. And
the police do not call themselves 5-0.
No, they don't.
No. Just as if you have a dumb enough mark, they don't
call themselves anything.
Right. And so, you know, one of the problems is that people, and sometimes criminals will even dress up as police officers and get a police car and these kind of things.
Yes,
the difficulty is that a person doesn't, when a society enforces a greater punishment for police, for you know, individuals that harm police, then what it does is it causes people to, imitate the police in the hopes that they might be able to get away with a crime. And so criminals, you know, do pretend to be the police in order to get away with stuff. What do you think about that?
Well, the cases of impersonators is actually far in between.
I've seen
and,
it.
And in the long run, they do get caught. Yeah. Now, my main problem is, you know, when I was an officer, there was no such thing as no-knock warrants. And like I said, I was in the 80s when we had the PCP crisis and stuff like that and all that. No-knock warrants? That is a blatant violation of your constitutional rights.
When it's also excessively dangerous for everyone involved. It's dangerous for people there because you don't know you're not being robbed by the private sector instead of the cops busting the door.
If somebody busts in my door in the middle of the night, he's going to be met with blasts from the 12-gauge
shotgun. And it's more dangerous for the cops because now you have them acting even more like just a random burglar.
And that's why they go in with finger on the trigger.
Yeah.
Even your basic target shooter knows that you do not put your finger on the trigger until you're ready to fire. I've seen videos.
They're ready to
fire.
They
walk in and they're ready and to go with their finger on the trigger. And now with modern weapons, with these striker fire triggers, there is hardly any trigger pull, so all you have to do is sneeze, and the weapon discharges. When I was an officer, we still, in some areas, had revolvers, or we had the hammer drop, where the first shot out of your semi-automatic was a double action, where you had to put serious pressure behind that trigger. And we had a lot fewer accidental discharge. It all goes back to, like I say, training.
I agree with you. It's about training. Thank you for the call, John. Appreciate it. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. It's nice to see, you know, somebody who's gone through the profession and sees so many of the problems, willing to share those in a frank fashion. Thank you for the call, John. 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. News from news.bitcoin.com. BTC miners give off a signal of intending to sell. Does this mean a bear cycle? New Zealand police seize $91 million from a Russian exchange operator. Anti-crypto SEC head stepping down, making Bitcoin ETFs more likely. You can make money by referring people to exchange.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Not shaving irritation. Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Talk about whatever is on your mind. It's Mark with you. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Cryptocurrency's been on quite a run recently. Bitcoin topping over 12,000 in the recent past, and I don't think it's there now, but it's doing pretty well.
Over 11 last I checked.
Yep, and... Oh, terribly sorry, I didn't turn your microphone on there, Peakless Mountaineer.
Yeah, over 11 last I checked.
Yep, this is what... poor quality broadcasting. Yes, so... Anyway, go to Bitcoin.com. Now's the time. If you haven't already, now's the time to go learn about cryptocurrencies. They have some very short, easy-to-understand videos there. You go to Bitcoin.com, click on Get Started, and I think it's Get Started Now, something like that. And there's a list of videos there, any one of which, if you watch, I think the first one is 2.5 minutes or something, you can give it up. Believe me, you got that kind of time. Bitcoin.com. If you already know about cryptocurrency, go over there and check out news.bitcoin.com because they have all the latest news for you. News.bitcoin.com. Let's go to Larry calling in from Indy. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, you know something? I'm a colored person, right?
Okay.
Cops are the least of my worries. What we have here in Indianapolis is we got criminals that run from the cop, that go on high-speed chase from the cop and record it on Facebook, and then shoot at the cop, and then they paint their pictures downtown on the boarded-up buildings that was burnt out by white people in the name of Black Lives Matter. I don't want Black Lives Matter representing me. But anyway, the COVID deal, the new twist here in Indiana now, is that if you get caught in a place where one person tested positive, then you got to quarantine for 14 days at gunpoint. So that's what they're doing here.
Say it one more time. What happened?
What happens is if you get caught in a place with somebody has COVID, right, and it tested positive, they might have gotten a test on Monday, and they come to church on Sunday, and the test comes back on Sunday while you're in service. They send somebody to your church. Everybody in the sanctuary has a quarantine for 14 days. So that's 14. What that's going to. And I mean gunpoint quarantine where you cannot get away. But they do have a little due process. You get to go before a judge after so many hours, but you're not going to get out if you don't have no money. So what they're doing is they're slowly taking the ability of people to work. I mean, what do we have in America?
That's not very slow.
But what do you have in America if you can't go to work? I mean, if they can catch you in one building that one person has tested positive, right, and then you're in the sanctuary with 400 or 500 different people, and they say, well, this one person is tested positive, everybody in the sanctuary is going to have to do a 14-day quarantine. And they say, where are you going to do it? You're going to do it right here in the sanctuary. We'll bring food to you, but you're not going to leave out of here and spread COVID. So
what if you've have got the markers for already having had COVID, so you would then therefore presumably be immune?
They're not going to be concerned about that. The only thing they're concerned about is that you have some person in your congregation that has tested positive for COVID.
Which I don't know whether he's
feeling any symptoms or anything, but because they believe that you're a threat to the public health and it's for the public good, then the whole sanctuary is going to be quarantined, right? So they're going to quarantine you, and when your boss talks about where you been? And they go to say, well, somebody had COVID, and they're going to say, hey, you're fired. And then when you go in front of the judge and says, well, why didn't you pay your rent? Oh, COVID. Say, well, get out in the street. You're homeless. Or the mortgage people. So I don't know what's going on here, but we're taking it too lightly. I guess we feel like now that there's nothing we can really do about it now.
Yeah, what can we do about it?
We're in too deep.
Larry?
We're in too deep now. And most people, as the level of cowardice that's going on with our schools, we're depriving our kids of their education. We're depriving them of social life. You know, when you were in high school, I lived to go to high school and go to my wrestling practice. go to my dances and my proms and stuff.
Yeah.
They are setting up a scenario where they're stripping all of that out of the guts out of our country. It isn't going to be anything. But one more thing, guys. I looked at it right, and I looked at history. Look at Japan after the Second World War, after they dropped those two bombs. The first thing that the American pharmaceutical company's done is dump tranquilizers and dope on those people. They rained it down like fire from heaven, and then they made them wear masks because the bacterial spreads were so bad. So we may be in a situation where we're getting experiencing karma, but just you got Google, right? Just look at it. I found it in a 1956.
I've only ever been punished from Google once, but I haven't.
Well, Google's not but porn anyway. But anyway, the thing about it is, it's porn. But anyway, I was reading an article in a 56 Horizon magazine about what they done in real time of what they were doing to the Japanese by dumping in our dope. And having them wear the mask.
Were they doping Japanese during World War II? Were they doing this by flying it over or putting it in the water?
This was after they dropped the bombs. Then our pharmaceutical companies went up and set up their pharmacies over there, and it was all over the counter. So they had the advertisement and everything just like they have here right now. So that was a trial run. But they dumped them and gave them a belly full of tranquilizers and dope. And they had a hard time getting over that, but they did. But I think that this might be some kind of a karma because the face mask is a shame, you know. I mean, you see people wearing face. Mm-hmm. It's breaking our spirit. I mean, I see it every day. You know what I done? I went and cut off one of my T-shirt sleeves, and I wear it as a sweatband or I just use it as a collar. And when somebody says, hey, you can't come in here without a race band, you pull that up. And then I got one store that said, hey, you have to have a certain mask to come in. So that's leading toward, well, you got to buy our mask. Well, how much are your masks? $55 a piece for one day. See, so that's where it could go to. But people are being duped. And, you know, fellas, ladies and gentlemen, the whole thing is nothing but a lie, because a lie can do one thing, right? It destroys itself. And this is destroying itself every day. You got the spoiled pro athletes. They're out there playing. You got the basketball players playing, bumping into each other, sweating on each other, doing everything. So what is really going on?
I think they test those basketball players. Larry, thank you for the call. One thing that he was saying kind of makes me think is that I wonder if the reason that so many people are on edge right now and so angry is because they can't see other people's faces and get the sort of human feedback that's necessary. That's an interesting question. Hadn't thought about that. 855-450-3733. Your humanity is being hidden in that way. That's sort of what Ian was saying. Free Talk Live.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and LeVette wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work, so that was at a dead end.
DinoVite.com.
I've been hearing DinoVite on the radio for years. It never actually crossed my mind to try it until it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And, all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on.
DinoVite is nutrition.
I wish that we would have started the DinoVite right away. It would have been so much easier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DinoVite.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
More questions are emerging surrounding the actions of former President Bill Clinton following the release of newly unsealed court documents in the case against Ghislaine Maxwell. Daniel Halper
the author of a new book called A Convenient Death, said records of a 2011 meeting between Jeffrey Epstein accuser Virginia Giuffre and her lawyers, in which she talked about the powerful Epstein's orbit, were the first of many accusations putting Bill Clinton directly at the convicted sex offender's private island in the Caribbean.
It's the first of many accusations putting him directly at that island. And of course, we know that he was very close to Jeffrey Epstein. And as we report in our book, he's very close to Ghislaine Maxwell. That puts him in proximity to two accused and one guilty pedophile.
Maxwell was arrested in July, charged with trafficking minors for Epstein and perjury. She faces up to 35 years in prison if convicted. This is USA Radio News. A top House Democrat is predicting that if President Trump loses the November election, he won't go quietly. And USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
House Majority Whip Jim Clyburn says he believes President Trump would find a way to hold on to power through some emergency action.
This guy never had an idea about being one to peacefully transfer power.
On CNN State of the Union, the South Carolina Democrat said Trump won't allow a fair election. The president did tell Fox News Sunday a few weeks ago he wasn't sure if he'd accept the results of the election if it doesn't go his way. I'm Chris Barnes.
NASA astronauts Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley splashed down in the Gulf of Mexico in their SpaceX Crew Dragon, ending a historic two-month trip to space. The mission marked the first time the astronauts have launched from American soil since the final space shuttle in 2011. After deploying two drogue parachutes, then the capsule's main parachutes, the spacecraft landed off the coast of Pensacola, Florida. This is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. I will remind you about the Discord lines at discord.freetalklive.com, too. You can sound great. Let's jump right back in and go with Sebastian calling from New Mexico. Sebastian, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi there. Welcome. I'm a huge fan of you guys. Here in the People's Democratic Republic of New Mexico, we have a governor who is pretty horrible about shutting down, like completely shutting down everything again. And we have four businesses here where I live in Farmington that are refusing to go along with the shutdown. And I mean they're a small business and they have to operate, like all four of them have to operate on a day to day basis. So
can you give me some of the names of them? Is that good or bad to say them?
Oh, I think it's good because she's finally trying to get the state attorney's office to file a permanent injunction against them. She's already pulled their like food service permit. One is the Country Kitchen in Kirtland. The other one is TJ's Diner in Farmington, and then there's another one, Rubio's in Aztec, and then there's Los Harmonitos in Farmington as well.
So are these all restaurants?
Yeah, these are all restaurants.
Yep. I mean, you know, gotta get some food.
Yeah, and yeah, I mean, and restaurants are getting hit hard because it is very hard to keep your margins up when you have these restrictions on how many people you can have in, let alone a restriction saying you can't open at all.
Right. Well, and she's like, well, you can do outdoor dining, but a lot of these, like, businesses, like, one's on downtown Main Street. We have, like, a very old, historic Main Street, like, built, like, most of those buildings were built, like, the turn of the century. So there's really no way, like, to do outdoor dining, and because you would be in the middle of the road, essentially. So, like, there, and so that's been pretty frustrating for a lot of the businesses here, and I just don't know, like, are we ever going to go back to normal? What do you think?
Good question.
Are we ever going to go back to normal?
History suggests not. I have yet to hear an example of a state voluntarily handing back power.
Yeah, I do think that this is a watershed moment where we will either get a lot more free or a lot less.
Yeah, right. at this point, so many people, I think it's a political football. Right. And it's sort of the Democrats versus the Republicans, and all of us are having to deal with their crap. Right. Like, I don't care. I don't like these particular teams. I don't like them. But, you know, the one team has decided, you know, getting out there and getting back to normal is good. And the other team has decided that, you know, anything that looks like it might support in any way, shape or form something good happening, which would then, you know, parlay to the Trump presidency, it must be stopped. Like, everything that happens now must be bad until November the 6th or whatever the date is.
Well, yeah, that's what I was thinking. It's probably going to go back to normal around November.
Yeah, I would not count on that.
That was kind of the joke I told, that the lockdown, especially when we didn't know when the main lockdown was going to end, like that the lockdown's going to end on November 6th, but I don't think that's true, because then if Trump wins, they're going to retaliate, and if he loses, then even if they let in some of the restrictions they have now, they're going to go psycho crazy with communism. So, I mean, that's basically like an all-encompassing lockdown.
Darned if you do, darned if you don't.
Very much so.
And don't forget that most of the people who work in government are Democrats. You know, like, this isn't even a joke. It's not speculation. It's just true. Take a look at every state capital in every state. And if there's a blue dot in that state, that blue dot is at that state capital. Every single time. Mm-hmm. It's because the people who are attracted to work in government, for whatever reason, are Democrats.
Yeah, I think Republicans can stomach getting a government check less than Democrats can. Your average person walking around.
I think this, because we're a pretty reliably blue state, have been for a long time, and this corner where I'm at in San Juan County has been reliably red, and it seems like whenever the governor has been putting down these orders, she's been coming down extra hard on businesses in this red corner. And I don't know if that's just, you know, my observation or if that's true, but it seems like even the local cops and even the state cops that live in this area, they're not going to go to these businesses and shut things down. The cops that have come and shut businesses down, like gun shops and stuff like that, pawn shops, other things, restaurants, it's been literally a hand-selected group out of Santa Fe, out of the capital, and like the governor's personal Gestapo.
I will say they did overshoot this one, because in a lot of cases, I mean, even in New Hampshire, everything wasn't exactly getting enforced. There are some places that never shut down that we're told to. Because the governors were like, oh, my cops will just go do this. And the cops like, the hell we are. We're not getting shot over that. Have fun.
Exactly.
You know what I thought was funny here, Sebastian, is that New Mexicans are known for being sort of surprised when people know that they're a state.
And you had to
let everybody know that Santa Fe is the capital of New Mexico.
It's funny. That's the number one question I get asked is, like, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm from New Mexico. They're like, is that, like, in America? Like, you're really white. Like,
when'd you move to America?
Yeah, I'm like,
are you able to vote?
I can't find this on the world map.
Now, consider that democracy is a thing, and we let these people make decisions for the rest of us.
Right, there you are. People, like, you know, that might be a thing, knowing some of the states of the union. I don't know.
Yeah.
Is this a list? Sebastian, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. It's nice to get somebody from KENN there and Farmington. Not to say that David isn't great. I'm just saying it's great to have another caller. The number 855-450-3733.
I just wanted to make one quick note about, it'll go back to normal after the election. Okay, so I don't know if it's actually a thing that Trump wants to do to reduce government power, but he certainly hasn't really done it. And the Democratic Party that controls Biden is actively in favor of increasing state power, and they're very open about that. So we are not going back to normal.
I've seen some places that have gone back to normal. People seem to want that, right? And the question is can they get, because...
Oh, the people definitely want it.
Some politicians have been quoted recently as saying, these people are ungovernable. Right?
And that's the goal.
The highest compliment.
I agree. And the thing is that what it does is it reveals that ultimately they cannot force us to do things. I mean, they can't make us, because if we all as a group just say, you know, sorry, we're not going to do it. We're just not going to. Yeah, maybe you slide the mask on in order to not have some trouble or whatever, but just sort of the reticence, the constant friction that of people who just don't want to have these masks on, sooner or later it just falls away.
We all as a people can barely agree on breathing oxygen.
We can't, agreed. But, and I'm just saying sort of in regions. And in regions, people are just like, I don't want to do this. If you go into grocery stores here, sometimes you'll see...
The old, they can't arrest all of us.
Yeah, they can't arrest all of us. Let's go to BP calling from Charleston, South Carolina. BP, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how y'all?
All's well. What's on your mind?
Super. Hey, I just wanted to tell you, man, I'm getting old. I mean, I'm an old timer now, 63, and the things that are going on just on the highway is getting crazy. People tailgating and bird fingering you and passing you on double lines and just no respect at all for any kind of stuff, you know. It's crazy.
You have any idea why it is, BP?
Got something to do with this Black Lives Matter stuff, I think. I mean, I live in the woods, and I've been hunkered down for like 4 or 5 months now. But
BP, I'm going to hold you over. The number 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
Intercoins, programmable coins, are designed to help groups raise money for a new project or initiative in a way that's compliant with regulation. Coins can represent securities that obey individual rules, like not being sold to U.S. residents for 40 days. Purchased coins can contain rules that govern how they are to be spent and when they are to be cashed out. And Intercoin itself is designed to provide full, trustless liquidity between any currency pairs, removing the need to list coins on exchanges to enable secondary trading. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space, and we think that that's important here on Free Talk Live, and so important that FTL accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Inc. for advertising. If you think freedom's important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains, and you don't have to have a bunch of money to do it, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. It's intercoin.org. Go over there, check it out, find out, because I think this is going to be important. intercoin.org. Let's go back to the phones. We've got BP from South Carolina, and he sees that the world is it's upset, and he thinks that it may have something to do with Black Lives Matter. So what's the connection there, BP?
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what's going on. I've been hunkered down, and I'm normally a Florida boy. I've been in Charleston for about 30 years now, but it's like the Wild Wild West up here when I moved here. But now, in the past couple months, people are just ruthless. It's crazy. I mean, I like to stay to myself, and I'm not a dummy. I'm former military and whatnot. But dadgummit, people are just rude and ruthless. In the past just few months, it's like the steroids are kicking in or something. I have no idea.
I was kind of thinking that it might be the masks, that people are, you know, they're walking around, they can't see each other's faces, they can't get the sort of human feedback that they might need. Yeah. But I'm seeing this, as people are talking about it today, I am seeing the same sort of thing, is that there's a lot of people are on edge, they're grumpier than usual.
I'm crankier than I normally am because, you know, it's just me and the two dogs here and dadgummit, you know, movie after movie and news after news. But I tell you, remember how a few years back, the youngins would want to wear hoodies. Even in the summertime when it was 110 degrees out, they'd want a hoodie on. Kind of conceal their self incognito. Okay, now it's even better for the dirty boys that they have the hoodie on and the mask. It's like I feel weird going into a store with my special mask on because it looks like I'm a dadgum. You know, robber or something.
Right. It's like, it feels like I'm going to rob them, and I know that I'm not going to rob them because I have access to my brain, and I still feel like I'm going to rob them. So people who are not me, I would imagine, feel that way even more.
I'm not going to get over walking into a bank with a mask on. Like, that's just the strangest thing.
It's like, are you sure? It's like, this is a trap. Like, are you sure? Like, I feel like, no, I won't walk into a bank then. Like, no, not, I don't care. Like,
BP, thanks for the call. Let's go to Robert calling in from South Carolina. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to say that you were talking about whether or not things will get worse after the election or not. I predict that they'll get worse after the election either way because of the fact that people feel that the economic situation is deteriorating because the disease is the kind that's not going away. That apparently that virus was engineered for exactly this kind of destruction. It concludes the characteristics of three other viruses that were particularly problematic in the past. And also people who have had it, it comes back to them somehow. And there are 20 different varieties that are out there already. So I think that we're going to have it around for a long time, and it's going to be particularly problematic. And I therefore think that the situation will get worse. And I think as long as it gets worse and people feel insecure, that they will resort to things which they hope maybe bring them some peace and happiness. And sometimes those things are very short-sighted. For example, like we saw on TV where people were attacking banks and things like that. Well, the banks are just providing a service.
Well, that is not true.
They are a very, very heavily regulated industry to the point that they essentially function as an arm of the government.
They are subsidiaries of the Federal Reserve. The banks are neither innocent.
I don't think that the the protesters or rioters or whatever we're going to call whomever are attacking banks because they are franchises of the Federal Reserve. I think that they're doing it because it's the next building in line.
I mean, that is to very
I don't think that's their motivation, but I do think that was a significant cause of what are their actual motivations. I mean, I'm with this guy about, like, the economic situation is just, I mean, the numbers finally came out, and it is the worst plummet for a single quarter in U.S. history. It's like 32% drop in GDP. Like, this is an insane change in our economic situation. And that
it is shocking.
And that does tend to be the thing that happens right before governments get absolutely terrifying, like Stalin Hitler level terrifying.
We were just talking about pathogens and their relationship to authoritarian regimes, and I think it's because people in many cases they call for it, and if they're not calling for it, they're contributing to the situation that makes other people want to call for it. It's not, I mean, one cannot fault those that would like to see a more authoritarian state if they're seeing buildings on fire and, you know, things like that. I'm, by the way, I haven't seen a building on fire in weeks.
Well, I mean, yes, I can, because that's a ridiculous solution. It's like, oh, okay, well, this guy set a building on fire. Like, replace the United States federal government with any other gang. Like, oh, this guy set a building on fire, therefore the Crips. Like, no.
Thank you for the call, Robert. Okay, so look, the government has set itself up as the business that protects us from the bad things, whatever those bad things are.
Well, the only ones that are allowed to, anyway.
That.
Right, that's their claim. And when you're educated by the same organization to, you know, believe that claim over the course of, I don't know, 13 of your most formative years, then not surprised that many in the population don't ask any questions about whether or not that's true, because it's been presented as true by people that they love and respect. And, you know, these
parental figures.
Right. Teachers.
So it's a predictable result that's different than the people doing it are blameless. If I leave here and go stack piles of cash on my porch, it is very predictable that I will be robbed.
Yes.
That doesn't mean that the people doing it are not thieves.
Yeah, that's true. People need to examine. I mean, you know, we need to examine all portions of our life and see what's working. And it seems demonstrable that after 9,000 years of trying this top-down hierarchical monopoly that we call the state in some form or another, that it isn't going to work. But people still believe it. And now we believe that, you know, this newfangled kind we're calling democracies, Western democracies, those work. But, you know, I don't know.
Well, statistically, it's definitely not true.
It used to be people said this was the land of the free. They just don't say it anymore because it's not. And are you as free as you were 6 months ago? Because I don't feel as free as I was 6 months ago. And I don't know who's responsible. I don't know any of that stuff, but I can see the results.
I wonder if I'm going to be saying that 6 months from now.
Yeah. I'm curious. Very curious. I really just want this election over with to see what the results are.
I get the feeling you will long for times before this election was over, after it is over.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. What do you think? You think that America's glory days of liberty are gone? The number 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.